Anna Marie here for Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And we are with Thomas again. And we got all the life experiences. And you know what I'm going to say? You can't beat me, so there. You can't beat us. I'm just kidding. Okie dokie. So what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about unrealistic and realistic expectations in dating and relationships. Because this happens a lot. And I think this probably is one of the causes of why we're so lonely. Probably is unrealistic expectations or dating or people expecting. Like, I'll give you guys a perfect example where we converse. Like, I was talking with one guy on LinkedIn. He's single. I think he's been divorced twice. He opens up to me here and there, you know, because everyone tells about their love life. I was laughing about one of my, with one of my friends the other day, and I was like, everyone's telling me about their personal love life, but they know I'm not going to tell everybody. They just tell me confidential. But she was telling me that, or he was telling me that he expects fit, all these things. And I said, I hear you 100%. But at the same time, look in the mirror and ask yourself those questions. Are you this yourself? It's kind of like the law of attraction. There's truth to the law of attraction. There is truth to it. Sorry, guys, for the screaming, by the way.
Little kids are excited about the geese.
Yeah. So it's just like, and I actually noticed this, like, I mean, I was observing a couple one somewhere, I can't remember where it was, but I observed this where the wife was clearly healthy and fit and things like that, taking care of herself, and the husband was telling her, oh, you should do this too, you should do this too, but yet he was like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that, you know, what the heck is that? And then you know, and the same vice versa, right? It could be the same other way around. Because I see that I see a lot of great guys with the wrong women. Mm-hmm. A lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're a great guy watching me, stop settling. Inside every man is a Superman, and you can't look like Superman when you're settling.
Right.
So, but I see that a lot because the culture's shifting where, like, more women are chasing more. Mm-hmm. And I know that women have their deadlines in some way, but it's just not realistic in this economy, you know?
You know, appearance is a lot.
Appearance maintenance is important, like...
Because that means you care about yourself.
Yeah, you care about yourself, and you care about your partner, too. Mm-hmm. And I think so many times I mean, I'm not 60, so I can't speak for a 60-year-old. So some 60-year-old person might be like, Anna Marie, it's harder, which I get it. I actually get it, because as you age, it does get harder. But that's why you have to keep going. Like, as I talk about, staying in love is rare, actually.
Right.
I think very rare in this day and age. I want what's rare. I don't think my expectations are unrealistic. I tell people my expectations from a man, like, no, those are beautiful expectations. I'm like, thank you. I don't think I'm expecting much. Self-awareness, manage your emotions. I got into an argument with a guy from before that he thought that expecting someone to manage their emotions is a lot to ask. And I was like, well, tough. You know, I don't want someone who's mentally unstable. That's going to lead into divorce or another messy breakup, you know? So yeah,
you're like one of the second friends that I've encountered that had that mentality.
And this is not to judge anyone that's larger, because I have, you know, people have their genetics, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't help, you know, mm-hmm. your genetics. But mm-hmm. I think that, pursuing compatibility encourages being healthy and being the best version of you. Because if you're the best version of you, then you're the best version of yourself in a relationship. And, you know, and then it could be a higher chance of it succeeding.
Right.
But it may or may not. You could still grow apart either way, because that's what happened to me. So, you know, things so much vary case by case. So I don't want people to think that we're, like, judging those mm-hmm. at all, because I'm a very compassionate person. But the point is what is realistic and what is unrealistic, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be a babysitter. And I was talking about this with a guy friend. He was telling me, well, maybe I'm expecting too much. I'm like, no, because, look, I've dated and been in relationships. I've been there. I've done that. I've settled before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mm-hmm. know, like, mm-hmm. so it's like, if you're telling me to lower my expectations, mm-hmm. like, it's not like my expectations are unrealistic. Everyone has their moments where they can't manage their emotions well, but it's about how you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a guy needs his alone time, I'm like, sure, go for a walk, go play with your guys, I don't care. You know, I would rather have you go get your alone time than to come to me and be a jerk.
Right.
You know?
Right, cool.
You know, like, I would rather have you go exercise a mile than to come over and talk to me and be a complete a-hole. You know, like, mm-hmm. so... there's expectations that are realistic. If it's unrealistic, where it's like you're expecting a model, now that's going a little too far. Like, I don't expect a model per se, you know, like, but
you know, most like, heavy guys, women, they are attracted by them because they have money. I've seen super heavy guys that just got money. And I'm not trying to throw off on women. I'm not trying to throw off whatever, men or whatever. But when they see those dollar signs,
heavy, I mean, I get it. And this
appearance goes out the door.
Yeah. Well, I get it. How, you know what's funny is I worked at a country club, and this lady even told me and these other girls that were working there as a lifeguard, they're like, ladies, marry a guy who's ugly and rich and you'll be fine. And we're like, okay. Yep. Number one, that sounds harsh because beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. And secondly, you know, we don't choose what we look like. We don't wake up in the morning. I didn't wake up in the morning and ask God, I want to be blonde hair with blue eyes and be, you know, skinny, you know, like, no, we don't do that. So that sounds lacking in compassion. And that sounds really messed up that she's not even attracted to her husband.
Right, right, right. This is like between lust.
That's really messed up.
Lust and love.
That's like fake. Know? That's in between. That's fake lust where you're forcing it. And see, I forced it before. And I told it to a guy friend of mine, I forced it before. And he was like saying, well, what are you looking for? Whatever. And it's funny because all my friends are husband hunting for me. It's kind of funny. Amber, what's your type? What do you
like? So you got to at least be in the ballpark.
So funny.
Of wanting to be healthy for yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think health is a lot to ask. And I do think that guys are too hard on themselves. I think guys, because you guys want to be kind of like the breadwinner, you have your male masculinity, which I get it, because you want to feel like you're supporting a woman, which I get it. And I, you know, no matter what generation we come from, it's always going to be that feeling that you want to support your woman. But at the same time, what is realistic in this economy? In this day and age, times have changed. And millennials are the unluckiest generation. So I feel like we are more flexible, or at least we should be, when it comes to relationships. Like, for example, my like I said in another video, I think both of my brothers are kind of the Bowdry millennials or whatever. But they've also been impacted by the economy. And one of my brothers who just got lucky and met his wife young at 23, and then they didn't get married till 30. They were patient and, you know, grew before rushing into things. He was struggling too. They were both struggling economically, but they struggled together, and now they're finding stability. You see what I'm saying? So we got to find that balance between, you know, like, I know you men want to be like the masculine supportive, but in this day and age, it's just hard.
Yeah, it's different.
It's just different. It's just times have changed. And so I think guys just are putting probably too much expectations on themselves, I think.
Yeah.
I think that people should manage emotions. We've made excuses for you guys too long. I love you, but you guys have got to learn to manage your emotions. Be a man, own up, and, like, you know, not every woman's going to be a jerk to you for getting vulnerable, you know.
So, well, care about yourself, though.
Care about yourself.
From a physical standpoint. Like, me personally, I do little simple things like drink a substantial amount of water a day.
Yeah.
Eat something of nutritional value.
Nutritional value. Take supplements or something.
At least watch your weight. I'm not saying don't be this, and this, you know.
Because people can't help their genetics, you know. Like, you know, so, I mean, but you got to do things like, for example, like bread makes me fat, you know. So I don't eat much bread. Or I eat specific certain amounts, or I don't eat white bread or something like that.
Even if being a gym rat, I know as I get older, diet comes first. It's 80-20.
Diet's so important, because if you exercise and you have bad diet, that exercise didn't do anything.
You defeats the purpose. Yeah. So when I say 80-20, 80% is going to be your diet.
Yeah.
20% is going to be physicality, because as you get older, your muscles gonna deteriorate, you know.
It pays off. Like that,
It pays off. And then that just, if you should want that in your mate too.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's that is not to me, that's not a high expectation. No, I think that's reasonable. That's common sense.
Yeah, it's reasonable. It's realistic. Yeah. Okay, everybody, so that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and you learned some things. And please like, subscribe, and comment below. Okie dokie. Sayonara and peace out, everybody. Okay, bye.